So we just heard from a friend in the Bradenton, Sarasota area. As you know, that was ground zero for landfall for Milton. That's off in and has been into the Atlantic. That said, are there any storms on the horizon?
There's the potential for one maybe as early as later next week in the Western Caribbean. It's something, in fact, Bernie and I are going to be talking about this on the network here in a little bit, an area of disturbed weather. And the question is, where does it go from there? Does it continue to plow westward into Central America and get buried way to the south? We don't have to worry about it. Or does it try to form and come northward and maybe impact Florida in some way? That's an option that's on the table. It's too early to tell for sure, but we do think there'll be something brewing down there before the end of next week.
Joe, we were just talking with someone in Bradenton, Sarasota area, Elliot Falcioni. He mentioned no tornado activity in his area, but I understand from looking at a map that there were numerous touchdowns on the eastern coast of Florida.
Yeah, and that's not uncommon with landfalling hurricanes. You look to the right of the track of the storm, and it's just an area which is ripe for tornadoes to develop. And it has a lot to do with these rain bands having intense thunderstorms within them. But as those strong winds are rubbing against the ground, if you will, for lack of a better term, these frictional forces, if you will, tend to cause tornadoes to spin up. So we saw a number of them, about four dozen of them, from what I understand, across much of South Florida, and that was obviously to the right of the track of the storm. And some of those were quite deadly and devastating.
And here, before you go, Joe, beautiful start to the weekend, and next chance of rain maybe, what, on Sunday?
Yeah, there could be a couple of showers, and I wouldn't be completely ruling out a thunderstorm at some point in the afternoon and evening as a pretty strong cold front comes through the air. That's going to wipe out the warmth, and it's going to be a whole different world next week. Temperatures low to mid-50s by day and probably some 30s at night. Maybe by the middle of next week there could be a widespread frost across the area, but after the warmth of the next 2-3 days, that's going to be gone next week.
Pitt plays 3:30 tomorrow at Acrisure against California. They get that in without any issues?
Tomorrow afternoon? I don't think there's a problem tomorrow afternoon. It should be fine.
All right, we'll let you go. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right, take care, Larry.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's headquarters.